Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Truly, God is worthy of all of the praises. Good morning to all of you that are here, all of you that are out in social media land, or wherever you are, in your cars. This is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Come on and give God some praise this morning. Truly, He is worthy. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Everybody, thank you. Thank you, Lord. He's been good to us.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, He's been mighty good all week long. You've been so good. Somebody know that He's been good to you. You've been so good all week long, all week long. You've been so good. way. You made a way, brought us to this present time. You made a way. Nobody but you, God. Nobody. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. One more time, church. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you've been so good.
Every day of my life.
Thank you, Lord. Make ways out of no way.
Oh, I'm just
thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Every head bow, every I close. Let us just forget about everything that's going on around us. Let us concentrate on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us.
Yeah.
Our Father and our God, again, it is in your Son Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you now.
Thank you.
For you've been good to us.
So good, so good.
Brought us from a mighty, mighty long way.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Father, you've been so good until, Father, you looked over all of our faults.
Thank you.
And you saw our needs.
Yes, yes.
Right now, this hour, this moment, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for just allowing us to see the breaking of this new day.
Yes.
Father, we beheld the beauty of this your day, and your word said that it was a day that you had made.
Thank you.
And Lord, we're rejoicing. We're so happy. We're glad, Father, that we're here today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
The blood is still running warm in our veins.
Thank you, Lord.
And now, Lord, as we come to worship you, Father, open our hearts and open our minds right now and reveal to us what you would have us to know.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you now.
Thank you.
Bless your preach word. And
ooh, Lord.
Bless pastor as he brings forth your word. And bless the choir, the ushers, the musicians, the deacons, the mothers, and all these who come to partake of this service.
Yes, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit.
Bless in a special way.
Yes, Lord.
This hour, this moment.
Yes, yes.
That your name will get the glory. It is in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We say amen.
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 Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Come
praise
on and
God.
Give God some more praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Truly, he is worthy. As our parishioners enter in, today being the day, want to, if I can, Pastor, read the responsive reading.
Yes, sir.
Today being the day that we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Amen. And in that, turn with me to the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke, beginning at verse 14. The 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke, beginning at verse 14, as we celebrate the Lord's Supper.
Yes.
I will read beginning at verse 14. It's posted on your screen. And you will follow thereafter. And we all will read verse 23 together. Amen. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him.
Said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
For I say unto you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And truly, the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed altogether. Then they began to question among Amen. May God bless the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Please remain standing with us. Turn for our morning scripture to the 27th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Amen. Beginning at verse 17. The 27th chapter of Matthew. Beginning at verse 17. And it reads, therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Listen to what happened, church. The governor answered and said to them, which of the two do you want me to release to you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, what then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said to him, let him be crucified. Then the governor said, why, what evil has he done? But they cried out all the more, saying, let him be crucified. Verse 24 says, when Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult of rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. And all the people answered and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released Barabbas to them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. May God bless the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. We will now be blessed by our choir. Amen.
Praise God. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Amen. A shelter in the time of a storm. Amen. Truly we give God all the praise this morning, all of the honor. Amen. He is such a wonderful God. Amen. And we honor all of our reverend clergies in the house today, and to all of our officers, to our mothers, to our choir, usher, saints, and friends, and to all of those of you that are listening in to our broadcast today. We welcome you here to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. We pray that our services will be uplifting to you, that you might be able to run on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. Praise God. We want to take this opportunity to just say this is Communion Sunday. Amen. The Sunday for our Lord's Supper. Amen. We come to celebrate what Jesus has done for us. Praise God. Amen. Also, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of those that came out last Sunday for our Friendship Association Congress service. We had a joyous time on last Sunday evening. We thank all of those that came and played a part, especially our ushers. We want to thank them. Amen. They got last-minute notice, but they showed up. So we thank God for them taking care of our services. Now today we got good news, good news. For those that would like to, today we start our in-house Sunday school. Amen. If you like to be a part, we still be doing it virtual. For those that would like to be here in person, we're going to be starting it back this Sunday at 9:30. So if you'd like to come and be a part, we invite you to come. Also, we are getting ready for Women's Day. And I'm sure they want to say something about that, so they're going to come at this time.
Thank you, Pastor. Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, Women's Day is fast approaching. It is May 5th, and our colors are purple and white. Okay, this past Thursday, we had our very first Women's Day rehearsal, and we had an awesome time. And ladies, it is not too late if you want to join the choir to sing with us for Women's Day. You can come out May 12th at 7 p.m. Also, we have we're getting ready to change our Women's Fellowship email. So if you would like to be on our email address, I have a clipboard, a sign-up sheet in the vestibule, so you can sign your name and your email address on that for us. And also, please, ladies, do not forget your assessment. Our assessment is $50. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. I believe she said May 5th, but it's May 15th. All right. Thank you. All right. Okay. At this time, are there any visitors with us this morning? Do we have any visitors who would like for you to stand? Any visitors? Amen. Everybody's at home. All right. Praise God. Praise God. All right. We want to thank all of you once again for your commitment and your dedication and giving your tithe and your offering. We appreciate you so much. We even thank all of you that are out there virtual, that are sending in tithes and offering. We thank you so very much for participating in our services. Amen. All right, we just have a few things that we need to recognize this morning. We have some bereaving families, and we ask for your prayers for them. Sister Rosa Cox and family, we ask that you keep her lifted in prayer. Her sister passed in California, Los Angeles, California, last week. It was unexpected, so you know how that is. So please keep the family lifted in prayer, if you will. Also, keep Diganess Dorothy Daniels and family in prayer. Her mother passed last week. Amen. So let us keep her lifted and her family in prayer. Diganess Bunn and family, her cousin passed last week also. And keep the Birch family in your prayers. They had death in their family. Deacon Rivers. And let's continue praying for Sister Lola Jackson as she recovers from her knee surgery. And Sister Ernestine Clark as she's recovering. And the Stewart family, please keep them lifted in prayer. And all the rest that is on our sick and concerned list, let us lift them in prayer. Amen. Because we do believe that prayer still works. Amen. Praise God. All right. We are going to get ready for our communion service. Reverend Kitchen is going to come to minister to us. Our hymn of preparation. Amen. We're going to do 191. Amen. I try to do something simple. Amen. Just to flow us into the atmosphere of the Lord's Supper. Hymn number 191, Glory to His Name. Amen. We ask that everyone would please stand with us as we make preparations for our Lord's Supper.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood of I. Glory to His name. Verse 2, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abide within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name.
Come on, help me.
Singing glory to His name, precious name. Glory to His name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood of I. Glory to His name. Verse 3. Oh, precious fountain that saved from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. I'm singing glory to His name, precious name. Singing glory to His name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood of mine. Glory to His name.
Verse 4.
Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast doubtful soul at the Savior's feet. Run and today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Oh, I'm singing glory to His name, precious name. Singing glory to His name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood of mine. Glory to His name.
Come on, let's celebrate.
I'm singing glory to His name, precious name. Singing glory to His name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood of mine. Singing glory to His.
Praise God. Praise God. We usually sit, but I'm going to ask you to stand this morning as we get ready to take our Lord's Supper. Also, I apologize to Reverend Kitchen. I gave him the wrong scripture. So you can read this later on. It should be Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 30, which basically is what he read in Luke. So you didn't really miss anything from that. But that is the scripture of the morning, Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 30, rather than chapter 27. Amen? All right.
Every head bow, every eye close. This hour, this moment.
My Lord.
Church is a very sacred hour.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's a time for us to remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
And what he did for us on the cross.
Yes.
Just think, had it not been for Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
We wouldn't have freedom of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We would not even be able to be forgiven,
my Lord,
of all of our sins.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sacred moment,
my Lord,
sacred
my
hour.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father and our God, again, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, again, for your gracious kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Your tender mercy.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. That
thank you.
It was you that hung there on Calvary cross.
Yes.
It was you that they put a crown of thorns around your head.
Thank you, Lord.
It was you that they spat on. It was you that the blood came streaming out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And now, Lord, here we are remembering what you did for us.
Yes.
Purge us now. Saturate our minds.
Yes, Lord.
Our hearts as we partake of these sacraments.
Search us.
We pray blessings upon them, Lord. Mm-hmm. Search our hearts and minds now.
Yes, Lord.
That we do it in the manner you required us to do it.
Yes, Lord.
Father, fix us.
Fix us.
To the point where we can glorify you and lift you up.
Oh, yes.
For what
yes.
you did for us.
Thank you, Lord.
On the cross.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We give you honor.
Mm-hmm.
And we give you the glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
The bread which we hold in our hands is a representation of the body of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
As he hung there on the cross, his body was broken.
My Lord.
For the sins of this world. Let us all eat together in remembrance of him. Likewise, the fruit of the vine that we hold in our hand is a representation of the blood of Jesus, again, as he hung there on the cross. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember.
I remember.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I knew it was the blood. It was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died
on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Yeah, he hung his head and died. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died all for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, I knew it was the blood for me. Hey, I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, I knew it was the blood for me. Amen, amen. We're glad to have Brother Gene with us this morning. Amen, on lead guitar with our band. Also, for those of you that would like to witness at the 10:30 hour, we will be having our first baptism, amen, in 2.5 years. And we have 6 candidates. Amen. Thank you. Let's give our senior choir a hand as they bless us this morning.
Praise God. Praise God. Come, let us worship the Lord. Let's give him the praise. At last and in my Savior bleed and my sorrow in thine, my Lord, would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I.
Come on, let's celebrate.
At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away alone. It was there my son I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Can I say this?
Was it for a crime that I have done? Eagle upon the tree,
my Lord,
amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree.
Help me one more time. At the cross.
At the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away.
Yeah.
It was there. There by faith I receive my sight, and right now I'm happy all the day.
Come on, happy, praise him, day.
Oh, it was at the cross, at the cross, where I first saw. I'm happy all the day.
Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Hallelujah. It was at the cross that I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart, they rolled away. The Gospel of Matthew's chapter 26, verses 27, 28, and 29. Matthew's chapter 26, verses 27 through 29. Amen. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 27 through 29. 9. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Verse 29 says, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege and this time in the Word. We pray, Master, that would please take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory. Let your Holy Spirit preach to me this morning, that somebody will hear a word from heaven. They might be saved, they might be delivered, they might be set free. Come, Holy Spirit, you take control now, and we know everything will be all right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We want to talk from the subject, the third cup, our cup of redemption. Amen. The third cup, our cup of redemption. We see here this event took place during Thursday of the Holy Week. The third cup, by his grace, our cup of redemption. The word says, then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. There in Matthew's chapter 26, verses 27 to 28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Doing a customary Passover Seder or meal, four cups of wine would be poured. You might say five cups are prepared if you include the one poured for the honor guest, Elijah. It is in the context of these four cups that we draw our thoughtful meditation this morning. We are reminded by the words of Moses in Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. It says, therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with a great judgment. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. Jesus had made prior arrangements for the meal he would share with his trusted band of followers. The disciples may have shared a Passover meal with him the previous years of his ministry and knew that he wanted to celebrate it again. So they asked Jesus where he wanted to prepare for the meal.
While they knew well the custom of the cedar, their master would use this night to graciously show them the full measure of his love. As was customary, four cups of the fruit of the vine would be poured. By drinking the wine, a man, one, celebrated the promises of redemption and the relationship obtained and the union that God desired. They were to be drank at a specific time and in a prescribed manner during the meal. Through them, one appreciates a four-stage process in God's redemption. May we, if you don't mind, reflect on these cups or these stages. The first cup is sanctification. There in Exodus 6:6, it says, I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. Amen. In other words, God would separate them from the bondage of the Egyptians. I will bring you out from your burdens. The second cup, the cup of deliverance. Yeah, it says, I will free you from being slaves. I will free you from being slaves. Amen. And then the third cup. Amen. The cup of redemption. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. I will redeem you with power and with mighty acts of judgment. And the fourth cup, the cup of restoration. I will take you as my people. There in verse 7, God will adopt his people. He will take you to be my own people. I will be your God. So God, amen, purpose here that his people might know that he is Lord, their great deliverer from all of their burdens. Jesus may have taken the first two cups in the traditional way with the disciples. In the cup of sanctification, they were reminded that God took the Israelites out from under the yoke of the Egyptian burden. He does the same for us today. He sets us apart for his service. Amen. Secondly, the cup of deliverance reminds us that God saved the Israelites from the servitude. He delivered his disciples and anyone that would share in the cup from the enslavement of the world. He paused, for it was probably the third cup, the cup of redemption, that Jesus held up and said, drink from it. All of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Well, brothers and sisters, this cup symbolizes the blood of the Passover lamb and now represents the life of Christ poured out for our sins. He redeemed us with outstretched arms. Our righteousness falls short, but his will saved us. Could it be that Jesus stopped there and did not drink the fourth cup of restoration? There in Matthew 26:29, he says, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. This redemptive process has a purpose. Brothers and sisters, it is our restoration. The scripture is clear in that regards. We are all sinners, separated from eternally from God, in need of a Savior. Christ's heart, his message was just to address that. God's plan was perfect. The image of salvation experienced by the Israelites and memorialized in the Passover meal is our today because of Christ's sacrifice and victory on the cross. If we think about it, from Adam and Eve first sin to this day, we are in need of redemption. The fourth cup are a picture of the redemptive process through his sacrifice. By the pouring out of his blood, we are able to celebrate and appreciate the new life granted to all who confess him as their Lord. The fourth cup added to our understanding of the measure of God's love for all of his creation. He serves those who love him. He is waiting to share the last cup with you and with us. For we find in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16, it says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord." Brothers and sisters, as quiet as is kept, he has made the preparations and he has poured the fruit of the vine. The question is, will you drink from the cup? Jesus is our cup of redemption. He has given his life as a spotless, perfect offering for your sins and for mine. I pray this morning that you will lift up the cup of redemption. Amen. Drink freely from it. That cause you recognize the fact that it is the cup of salvation offered for your sins and for my sins, an offering to the Lord that you give him glory for what he has done for us. I come to tell you this morning, when we take this bread and drink of this cup, we recognize the fact that we were sinners, that we was lost in sin. But Jesus, he looked beyond our faults and he saw our needs. He took our sins upon him and he marched up Golgotha's hill and he bled and he died for your sins and for mine. I come by to let you know, every time you take of this fruit of the vine, you need to recognize I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. For Jesus have took my black soul, washed it down in his red blood, and now I'm whiter than snow. You can lift your hands and tell your neighbor, you can't hold against me what I used to do, because the blood of Jesus have cleansed me. I can shout and tell the glad story that Jesus have set me free, and those that the Son set free are free indeed. You ought to clap your hands and give him praise. By his grace, by his mercy, we are saved today. I'm so glad I've got a Savior. I got a Savior that thought so much of me to die on the cross that I might have the right to the tree of life. Ain't you glad? I'm so glad what Jesus have did for me. Somebody ought to lift your hands and say, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm free because Jesus have made me free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. It is by the third cup, our cup of redemption, that we are saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you think about the goodness of God and all that he's done for you, your soul ought to cry out, hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that he saved your soul? Amen. The cup of redemption. So now you can sing, I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. I've been set free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've been redeemed. Can we sing a little bit of that? Stand to your feet as we invite those that are not saved today to surrender your life to Christ. This is your day. This is your day to be redeemed, to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. God has made the necessary plans of salvation for you and for me. The invitation have been given, but it's up to you and me to accept it. He plainly says in Revelations, whosoever will, let him come. It don't matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, it's what you is ready to surrender to the Lord, that he can change you, that he can turn your life around, that he can clean up what you messed up, so you can start your life all over again. Will you receive him today? Will you take that step? Will you take that step? Action. Just who? Please tell them that hello. That's a happy time. I am. Yeah. Born with a. Yeah. Maybe you're not here in the church. Might be outside, you might be at home, wherever you might be. I want to offer Christ to you today. You can be redeemed also. All you have to do is accept him as your personal Savior. If you're that person, I want you to bow your head and just close your eyes. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. We say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. But don't let the sun go down and not be saved. Because Jesus has given his life for us today that we might be saved. Tell him I am redeemed. Say it one more time if you don't mind. Those of you desiring to come to the altar, will you come? Bring all of your cares, Jesus, and casting your cares upon me because I care it for you. Come and lay your family at the Lord's feet. Pray for your country. Pray for your nation. Pray for your state. Pray for your city. Pray for the people that are in Ukraine. Pray for your neighbor. Even pray for your enemy. Gonna ask Dr. Reed if she would, if she don't mind, come and lead us in prayer this morning. Praise God.
Father God, we come now in the name of Jesus, the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Lord, yielding ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
Casting all of our cares upon you.
Yes.
For you care for us.
You care for us.
Lord, right now, we thank you for
thank
what
you.
You've already done for us.
Yes.
For you look beyond our faults and supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Jesus, for dying a shameful, cruel, sacrificial death on the cross.
Yes,
and on
Lord.
The third day, Father, you got Jesus up out of the grave with all power in his hand.
Yes.
Power over death, hell, and the grave. And because Jesus lived.
Live.
Because Jesus lived.
Yeah.
Because Jesus lived.
My Lord.
Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot hear.
Yeah,
God, we are casting all of it on you right now.
Lord.
For you said that you are our provider, our protector, our shield, our
My
strong
Lord.
Tower. God, you are our healer.
Yes.
And whatever is going on in our lives, God, you said it is already done.
Yeah.
Because when Jesus said it is finished, it is finished. Now, Lord, those who have come around the altar.
Yes, Lord.
Those who are listening or standing in their seats. God, you're a God who knows everything about us.
Yes. Lord.
You knew us before we were even in our mother's womb.
Yeah.
You predestined and ordained our days. God, you're so awesome, you numbered the hairs on our heads.
Thank you, Lord.
Therefore, Lord, right now, we lay everything at your feet.
Yes.
We pray now, God, that you would just touch the bodies that may be aching.
Yes,
perhaps
Lord.
They're home right now, Lord, or they're in the hospital. Perhaps someone is in prison in their minds, oh God.
Have mercy.
While in the institution, oh Lord.
Have mercy.
Let them be reminded of all anxiety, depression, unforgiveness, hurt, harm, and danger, and sickness and disease.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, you've already taken that on for us right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
And by your stripes,
by
Jesus,
your stripes.
You said we are healed.
Healed.
That's emotionally, mentally, physically, psychologically. God, bring that wayward child back home right now, Lord.
Please, sir.
Bring that mend that marriage right now, Lord. For the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us and those who are listening, oh God.
Have
blood
mercy.
Of Jesus on our families, on our friends, our acquaintances, and our enemies, oh
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes,
you
Lord.
Say pray for those who despitefully use us. And God, we lay it all right now.
At your feet.
At your feet, Jesus.
Yellow.
At your feet,
Yellow.
Jesus.
Yellow.
Satan, Lord, you rebuke him.
Yes.
And we release
in the name of Jesus.
Joy, love,
yes.
peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, meekness, faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
God, because of you,
you, Lord.
You are the great I am.
Yes.
And that's anything, oh Lord, that we need
we
you
need.
To be.
Yes.
For you're able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything that we ask or think by the power of your Spirit working in and through us.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Fill us.
Remind us of your presence.
Yes.
There is peace, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the world, but we are not of the world.
My Lord.
And we're growing from one degree of grace to another.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you
thank
for
you.
The privilege of you continually speaking to us,
yes.
through us, and around us, Lord.
Thank you.
Let
thank
us
you.
Continue to have our spiritual ears.
Yes.
And keep our eyes fixed on you, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
not looking to the left or to the right.
My Lord.
Because God, you are in control.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
great
Lord.
Are you and greatly to be praised.
Mm-hmm.
You are sovereign, Lord, and we give you the praise
yeah.
right now. And God, we call those things or not
yeah.
as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
Standing on the victory we already have.
Yes.
So we praise you and thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And we believe it
mm-hmm.
and we receive it.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus.
It is done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. We want to give honor to our choir this morning. They blessed us. Amen. Thank God for you and our musicians. Thank you so very much. And thank Brother Copeland for coming and sharing with us this morning. Amen, amen, amen. And to all of you that are listening in, we appreciate you being a part of our service today. Amen. We thank all of you that are here. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Amen. Our ushers, we appreciate them and all that took to make up this service, our sound technician. Let us stand as we get ready to depart. Well, once again, we invite you to our Sunday school. Amen. We would have it down in the fellowship hall at 9:30. Amen. And then at 10:30, we will have baptism. Amen. So we hope that you can come and be a witness of that. Praise God. The scripture tells us that they sang the hymn. And we're going to talk more about that in the next service. Amen. So if you feel like coming back, amen. God bless you. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, yeah, everybody say, everybody say. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful, wonderful week. Be safe. We love you.